morning. Today we're going to talk about friendship a little bit. True friendship is when you walk into someone's house and the Wi-Fi connects automatically. A good friend knows all your best stories. A best friend has been there to live them with you. In our movie today on Faith on Film, it's the story of Yesterday. And in this movie, a struggling musician has been struggling and trying to play gigs and trying to make it big for about 10 years. And he has a friend who has been with him through all of this. He gets upset after a gig where nobody shows up. He gets upset. He wants to quit. And then he gets into an accident and his guitar is broken. When he wakes up, his friends gather around him, his good friends that have been with him and supporting him this whole time. And they give him a new guitar because they don't want him to give up on his dream. And so they say, hey, would you play a song for us? And he says, well, sure. And he plays a Beatles song. And they said, wow, that's the best song we've ever heard. When did you write that? And so the whole premise of the movie is that in this time that he had his accident, the world forgot about the Beatles. So he goes back and he looks for his Beatles records. They don't exist anymore. No one, you look on the internet and it comes up Beatles like the bug, come up on the searches. No one knows anything about the Beatles. And so he starts singing these songs and claiming them as his own and saying, I wrote these all by myself, and plays them. And so he gets some traction there and he becomes this big star and his friends are still with him through all of this. And then eventually it comes to the point where he has to admit that he didn't write these songs, that these came from Ringo and the gang. But his friends stick with him through that. And his friends don't abandon him, even though he's made this huge debacle here where he's going to be this greatest thing. And he's admitted this, that it's all fake. There's a lot more to the movie, and it was a fun movie. The Beatles aren't the only thing that disappeared from pop culture when that buzz happened or whatever they call it. But it's a beautiful picture of friendship. Because one person that saw the movie thought that I should talk about lying in the movie. Because he's a big liar in the movie. But I saw the more positive side of it, that his friends stuck with him through all of it. And his friends were always there encouraging him to follow his dream, to do his best, and to not give up. And so in our Bible story today, we also are going to read about a group of friends who stick together no matter what. They have to stand up for God, even when their lives are on the line. So our story is from the book of Daniel. And during the reign of King Jehoiakim in Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon attacked Jerusalem. And God gave Nebuchadnezzar the win, the victory over Jerusalem, and he even allowed him to carry off some of his temple artifacts. Nebuchadnezzar ordered his chief of staff to bring to the palace some of the young men from nobility, from Judah, or from other noble homes, families, to the palace so that they could train to become royal advisors. So the young men had been brought as captives, but he was told to select the strong, healthy, and good-looking young men to come into this service. The king wanted them to be taught about Babylon and taught the language of Babylonia, and he wanted people that were gifted with knowledge and sound judgment. The king assigned them a daily ration of food and wine from his own kitchen so that they'd have the best chance of success. This training period was to be for 3 years, and then they would be presented to the king, and the ones that impressed the king would be placed into service. Four of these young men were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were four of the young men chosen, all from the tribe of Judah. The Babylonians changed their names to what we would more likely recognize as Belshazzar as Daniel, then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The boys, though, refused to defile themselves by eating the food and the wine that was given to them by the king. It went against their teachings and their beliefs of what was acceptable. The chief of staff was scared of letting them not eat this food and eating the vegetables and water that they wanted because he was afraid that they would look pale and weak in comparison to the rest of them. So he said, no, we can't do this. If you look pale and weak, I'm going to lose my head, literally, from the king. So Daniel asked for a 10-day test. He said, give us the vegetables and the water that we want, and then in 10 days, compare us to the other men our age and see who looks healthier. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than the other boys, and so they agreed to give them the food that they requested instead of the king's food. God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for wisdom and understanding. And when the training was over, they were brought to King Nebuchadnezzar, and King Nebuchadnezzar was impressed with them more than anyone else. And so those four, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he found that their wisdom and their advice was 10 times greater than anyone else in their kingdom. They were more capable than any other of his advisors. So we see in this story that these four guys stayed true to the teaching of God in spite of the threat of potentially death by going against the king's wishes. The four of these guys stuck together as one unit, as a friendship, displaying loyalty and friendship. Now, we can't imagine being in a situation like this where we're forced to eat certain food or forced to dress a certain way, because we live in a country where freedom reigns and we have personal freedom and personal choice. But these four guys didn't have that. They took a step of faith and refused to disobey God, and together they took a stand. They were united, they were loyal to one another, and they were loyal to the Lord. This was a big step for them to do this, to take this step and say, no, we're not going to eat the food that will defile us. But as we know later on, this is not the only step that they're going to have to take together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stuck together as loyal friends of each other and as loyal friends of Daniel. They stayed true to each other and true to God. And we see it's often easier to take a stand when you're not alone. It's often easier to take a stand when you have friends with you to take a stand. It made me think of the Golden Girls theme song, "Thank you for being a friend." Or like a clown car where all your friends just keep piling out of the car. It's good to have friends. It's good to have people around you to stand up with you. And these four young men were certainly thankful for their friendship, just as the main character in our movie was thankful for the friendship that he had with his friends. The boys' testing was not done. And as we will read now in chapter 3 of Daniel, a new test presented itself. So if you want to turn with me in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 3, we're going to look in the New Living Translation. Daniel chapter 3. We're going to read about the next test that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced. And they faced this challenge together as well. King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he sent messages to the high officials, officers, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the provincial officials to come to the dedication of the statue he had set up. So all these officials came and stood before the statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set. Then a herald shouted, "People of all races and nations and languages, listen to the king's command. When you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments, bow to the ground and worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." So at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshiped the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "Long live the king! You issued a decree requiring all people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of a province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up. So again, we have the three friends standing up for what they know is right, even when it goes directly against the king. Verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace, and then what god will be able to rescue you from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Talk about guts, right? Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. And because the king, in his anger, had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers as they threw the men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames. Suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in the fire unharmed. And the 4th looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their head was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn from limb to limb, and their houses will be turned into heaps of rubble. There is no other god who can rescue like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon. Food was just the first test for these guys. And through that first test, they bonded. They bonded in service to the Lord. So when this next test came up, together, they were able to stand united, loyal to one another and loyal to God. In our movie, the main character has a friend who stays loyal to him through the whole movie, no matter the mess he finds himself in. And we all need friends like this. We need friends who will stick with us when things get rough. That we need friends that will stick with us when we sin, when we make poor choices, when we're doing things we're not supposed to do. That's why we're supposed to be a church family, to be with each other in those times of distress. When it comes to the point in our lives when we have to make a choice, when we have to make a stand for God to do the right thing, it is so much easier if you don't have to stand alone. If you have your friends, your loyal companions with you to take that stand. Later in Daniel, we know that Daniel did have to take a stand by himself. He did have to take a stand to pray to only to God. But in this passage, these three friends stand together, standing for God and against the gods of King Nebuchadnezzar. We need friends like this. We need friendships like this. We need to look for friends who share our worldviews, who share our values. Because then when we're put to the test, we'll have those friends by our side. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew they had to take a stand, but they also knew that they didn't have to stand alone. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken." We need to take time to develop friendships and find friends. And sometimes it means being vulnerable to someone and say, "You know what? I need a friend at this point." Sometimes we have to break down those walls and just admit to someone, "Hey, I need help. I need a friend. Would you be my friend?" And that's okay to do. Because if we don't open up to one another, how will we know when each other is hurting? If we try to go through this life alone, we're going to be very, very lonely. And when it comes time that we need help, when we do fall, there's not going to be anyone there to pick us up. We all have to take responsibility to be friends to other people and to find friends for ourselves. Take time to find friends who will stand with you in those times of trouble and be with you in those times of joy. Take time to invest in friendships that will stand the test of time, because a cord of three strands is not easily broken.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.